Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School basketball, Jacob Goins.
After a Thanksgiving holiday, as the weather gets a little cold, we're back inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium as your Auburn High School Tigers hit the floor at home once again. This time, it's the Montgomery Academy Eagles coming to town to take on the Tigers of Auburn High School. Hello, everybody. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. As we get you ready for tip-off between Auburn and Montgomery Academy, it'll be the varsity girls up first, the varsity boys to follow here on 96.3 W. Lee. Well, last time we saw this Auburn High School team, it was right back here inside of this gym where they took down Charles Henderson 59-29, did the varsity girls. Well, they've played three games since then. They went to Atlanta and took on a really, really good Morrow team where they took their first loss of the year 75-74. Talking with head coach Courtney Pridgett before the game, he said, look, they were really, really good, really athletic and really quick. We played well, but not well enough. They took their first loss of the year in that game. They bounced back with a win over Lynette 61-43, and then they beat Enterprise 58-45. This team is good, really, really good. And if you're just now following along with this team and this program of the Auburn High School girls, you better buckle up. They're going to run, they're going to shoot, and they're going to score. They're a lot of fun, and we enjoy being a part of it. And we're glad that you're with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Girls up first, boys to follow here on 96.3 W. Lee. When we come back, we'll give you keys to the game, starting lineups, and opening tip-off between Auburn and Montgomery Academy on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Back here on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama, as your Auburn High School Tigers get ready to host the Eagles from Montgomery Academy just an hour or so up the road. And we are here for the varsity girls up first. The boys will follow here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins with you on 96.3 W. Lee. And as we await the starting lineups, we'll give you some keys to the game tonight and talking with head coach Courtney Pritchett before the ball game for this Auburn High School girls team. Antoinette Morgan not in the starting lineup tonight, wearing number 24 for the Auburn High Tigers. She is normally your go-to center, the 6-foot senior post. She is not in the starting lineup. She will play, just not 100% tonight. And so in her spot, it will be Jordan Cobb who gets that start wearing number 11 for the Tigers. And you've seen Cobb play lots of times this year. She doesn't get the start most of the time, but she comes into plays with a ton of effort, and you love to see that. So how can the Tigers move the basketball around the perimeter and still work it down low, even if Morgan doesn't get the minutes that she normally does? Well, they'll do that for sure, but this team likes to force turnovers, and they like to run. As good as Antoinette Morgan is, as good as Jordan Cobb is, as good as all the post players are for this Auburn High School team, they just like to run. And if you can do that here tonight, you're going to be just fine. And I'd love to say that this Auburn High team needs to find a way to respond after their first loss of the season against Morrow. But they've already done that. They beat Lynette 61-43 and beat Enterprise 58-45. This team is not lacking confidence. I can promise you that. And watching them warm up compared to the Eagles of Montgomery Academy, Auburn High is going to have the size advantage in almost every position. You've got to hammer that tonight. If you do, you're going to be in a good shape to win this ball game. Tigers, one loss on the season, trying to avoid a second. They host the Eagles of Montgomery Academy. And when we come back, we'll have the Auburn Bank starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Montgomery Academy on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
It's time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. We'll start with the visiting Montgomery Academy Eagles. Wearing number 4 is Caroline Waller. Wearing number 5 is Tally Hamilton. Wearing number 12, Bailey Davis. Wearing number 20 for the Eagles will be Casey Armstead. Armistead, and wearing number 21 is E.G. Hines. And for your Auburn High School Tigers, wearing number 1 normally, but wearing number 12 still got some equipment malfunctions. She wears number 1 normally, but wearing number 12 here tonight, it is Kalia Tolles, the 5-foot center, the 5-foot senior. Wearing number 11 tonight, in for Antoinette Morgan. Wearing number 11, 6-foot tall, a senior, it's Jordan Cobb. She wears number 15, committed to play FIU softball. It's a 5'10 senior in Daly Alsobrook. A girl that has caught fire to start the year, a 5'11 junior wearing number 20 is Braylee Winfrey, and wearing number 23, committed to UNA, it is Brooke Hallman. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups. Champions of You is Auburn Bank and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. The visiting Eagles will be moving right to left on your radio dial. Auburn High will be moving left to right. Eagles wearing their road navies. They've got Eagles in red across the chest with red numbers on front and back. The red power stripe to go down the side. It's a deep red, almost like a maroon. Almost like a deep, maroon red. We'll go with that, and a dark navy as well. Auburn High in their home whites. Auburn in blue and cursive across the chest. Silver numbers front and back. The silver power stripe down the side. And away we go. Jordan Cobb tips it away. She's wearing 33 tonight. Keep that in mind. Is Jordan Cobb. She's wearing 33. And Kalia Tolles is wearing number 12. It is tipped away. And it is the Eagles in the half court moving right to left on your radio dial. They've got it at the point. Guarded heavily by Daly Alsobrook. Tries to feed it inside. That ball's deflected out of bound. It'll stay with the Eagles. Active hands early for this Auburn High School defense. They will do that all night long. The boys and the girls will. They are just so ferocious on defense. On the ball, they pass it in off the inbound, off the left wing. They'll work it around in front of the Auburn High bench on the far side of the gym. Bounce pass in the corner, tries to drive, cut off by Daly Alsobrook. Cut off by Holman, and then stolen by Alsobrook. Here come the Tigers, 30 seconds into the opening quarter, no score. They've got it in the half court, it's Kalia. She's got it looking ahead, pass over to Holman now on the right side, trying to feed Jordan Cobb. How about a cross-court pass, Alsobrook, three off the feed, it's good! Daly Alsobrook knocks it down on a cross-court pass by Brooke Hallman. Tigers up 3-0, 7:05 to play in the first. Eagles pick up their dribble at the point, work it inside, now to the right wing, looking to respond with a three, can't do it, knocked around on the rebound, it goes to the hands of an Eagle, bounce pass left wing, hesitates on the three, kicked it inside, knocked away by Winfrey. Here comes Hallman now, the UNA Lioness commit, bounce pass behind her, she'll hand it off to Tolles with 6:45 to play. 3-0 Tigers just in the opening quarter. High screen by Cobb. Kick to Holman. That's a three. Too strong. And pulled down by Cobb, and the putback is good. Jordan Cobb wearing 33 in white tonight. Puts it off the backboard on the rebound. And the Tigers steal it now on the inbound. Bounce pass. Holman up. No contact. Gets her own rebound. Puts it in. Brooke Holman missed it on the initial chance, but got her own rebound. Puts it in. Tigers up quickly 7-0. 6:10 to play in the opening quarter. Eagles working right to left. They get it into the half court. Wild shot on the baseline. Lots of contact. No foul call. Here we come. It's Hallman off the feed from Winfrey. Good with the left hand. Hallman off to a quick four. She leads all scorers. 9-0 Tigers 2 minutes in. Kick to the corner. Transition. That's a three. Short. And pulled down by Hallman on the far side. Crossover dribble. Over the Auburn High A, she'll slow down now. Kick to Kalia. Thought about the three straight away. She'll pull back and everybody resets. Still the starting five on the floor. No stoppages yet. High screen from Cobb. Kicks over to the left wing. Thought about the three. Kick down low. Turnaround jumper. Brian Braley Winfrey is good from 8 feet. That's a nasty looking jumper from 20. And it's 11-0 Tigers with 5:27 to play. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. 11-0 Tigers, 5:27 in the first. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Tons of pressure from the Tigers on the inbound. Coming out of the timeout, a jump ball is forced, and it's going towards the Tigers. Give a ton of credit to Kalia Tolles. She's the one that forced it, and the possession arrow does point towards the Tigers. The movement left to right. They'll inbound it in their own half court. Tolles finds a cutting Braylee Winfrey underneath for two. They run that back cut off that baseline out of bounds so perfectly. Does this Auburn High team, poked away by Tolles, into the hands of Winfrey. Wild layup, no. Gets her own rebound, puts it back up, no good. Tolles goes for the third chance. She's fouled on the way up, and the Tigers will shoot their first free throws of the night. Just can never take a day, a minute off against this Auburn High School defense. Off a made basket, off a dead ball, anything. They just pound you on defense and make it such a long night. Kalia too strong on the first. Last time we were here and saw Kalia against Charles Henderson, had 12 total points. That was a few games ago. There she is. She's on the board now with a 1-for-2 effort at the free throw line. Tigers steal it again from Alsobrook to Winfrey and into the pocket for another two. Braylee Winfrey's got a quick 6 points. Alsobrook tries to steal it again, goes flying into the bench of the Eagles, says she stepped out of bounds. And the first sub will come into the ballgame. Braylee Winfrey will sit down, and Avia Nelms will step in for the Tigers' first time on the floor tonight. 4:52 to play, opening quarter. Tigers on top, 16-0. Up the right sideline now, pull up from 16 in transition is good. It was Casey Armistead who had a little room and let it fly and knocked it down. Tigers now back in the half court. Cross court pass, far side to the near side. Dump down for Cobb. Up the window. Good looking shot from Jordan Cobb. Hallman fed her off the right wing, and Cobb with no hesitation just floated it in off the right corner of the glass. Tigers up 18-2. Here come the Eagles in transition and blocked by Daley Alsobrook. A diving effort into the stands, into the cheerleaders, and couldn't quite save it on the baseline. She'll get credit for the block, though. Great hustle and effort by 15 and White. It'll be the Eagles to inbound. Right side underneath. Again, Nelms, Tolles, Cobb, Holman, and Alsobrook, the five on the floor for the Tigers with 4:20 to play and an 18-2 lead. Home run ball on the inbound, gets it into the semicircle now. Picks up her dribble, cross-court pass in front of the Auburn High bench. 4:14 to play, feet inside. Auburn High is all over it. Cobb is there. Tolles is there. Ball's on the floor. Cobb is on the floor, and a jump ball force. Possession arrow stays with the Eagles. Good effort by Jordan Cobb. Dove on the floor. She was the first one on the floor, too. I tell you, she plays with a lot of effort. She shows it every time getting the start tonight for a not 100% Antoinette Morgan, is what I was told. In pregame, Eagles have it off the inbound. Pump fake on Alsobrook. Stepped in, took the 12-foot jumper too strong, and into the hands of Brooke Hallman. She's across half court with 4 minutes now. Tigers lead 18-2. Tolles for three. Air ball. And rebound will go out of bounds. It'll go to the Eagles. I like the look from Kalia. She doesn't take a ton of them. I don't mind it. Got to get a little bit more accuracy on that shot there. As a thrown away ball now heads right towards us. Well, I was going to try. Well, for those of you on radio, I made a horrible play. Oh, there we go. All right, good. Came kicking straight towards us, and I tried to get there, couldn't. It rolled under the bleachers, and so radio guy unable to do two things at once. Either way, Auburn high ball in the half court, left to right, 3:40 to play. And Hallman nearly throws it away. Tolles able to save it inside the Auburn high circle. Cross court pass. Hallman thought about the three. Tigers trying to work it inside. They find Alsobrook at the free throw line. She kicks it out. That's a Nelms three. It was an air ball, and I believe a loose ball foul is going to be called underneath. And it's going the other way. It is. Tigers lead 18-2, 3:29 to play in this opening quarter. I want to remind you the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Tigers put the full court press on. Eagles able to break it on the far side in front of the scorer's table. Trap immediately in front of the Auburn High bench. Thrown away, and it's Tigers basketball. Good pressure on the ball. Alsobrook was there to try and steal it. She lets it go out of bounds, and the Tigers will take over, moving left to right on your radio dial. 18-2 with 3:15 to play in the opening quarter. Tigers have a big lead on the Eagles, and Auburn High is in no hurry. Hallman has it now on the right wing. Tigers looking to go inside. They've got Alsobrook at the free throw line. Don't give it to her. Hallman now back to Tolles. Everybody will reset. We're under three to play in the opening quarter. Tolles gets the play. Kick to Holman. That's a three. In and out. It rattled in and out, and Cobb dives on the floor. She's got the board, rolls it to her teammate Tolles, and they're going to say it is out of bounds on somebody. Who's it out of bounds on? I think it's going to be out on the Eagles. I believe it's going to stay right here. A couple of subs will come in as Tolles and Cobb will sit down as Antoinette Morgan subs in for the first time. Braylee Winfrey back in the ballgame for the Tigers. She gets the inbound. She'll work it up to Daly Alsobrook. Feeds into the corner. Holman wants another one. Can't find it. Winfrey, power dribble on the putback. No. Antoinette Morgan fights for the board. Ball's on the floor. Tigers are on the floor. And a jump ball force. Possession arrow stays right here with the Tigers. Tigers will run the stack off the inbound. Left side underneath. They throw it out top to Nelm. She'll feed over now to Alsobrook with 2.5 minutes to play. Tigers lead 18-2. Inside to Winfrey. Kick to the corner. Baseline. Holman. Jumper. Too strong. Pulled down. Off the backboard. Here come the Eagles on the run now. Into the lane. Pulls it back out to the corner. Cross court pass at the top of the key. Three's good if it goes. It doesn't. Pulled down. Fought for by Brooke Holman. Ahead now from Winfrey. She doesn't have numbers, doesn't matter. Goes straight into contact and is fouled. It was a take by Sophia Cho on one end. And Brooke Holman rips it away. Goes coast to coast. Gets it to Braylee Winfrey. Was able to run into a couple of Eagles players and work her way to the free throw line. Braylee Winfrey, a young star on this Auburn High team. She knocks down the first. A junior who's listed as a guard, but she's got the size to play forward at 5'11", and goes 2 for 2 at the charity stripe. She's up to 8. 8 of the 20 for Auburn High so far tonight. Tons of pressure in front of the Eagles bench. Knocked out of bounds. It stays with Montgomery Academy. Again, they're moving right to left as we look at it. Auburn High moving left to right. 20-2 is the lead for the Tigers here at home on a Monday night of high school basketball. Deflection force. Winfrey goes diving out of bounds to save it into the hands of an Eagle. And a loose ball comes up with finally by the Eagles in their backcourt. And they're going to slow it down. Sophia Cho is going to walk it across the Auburn High A. She's going to feed it now. Tries to go inside. Cho somehow comes back up with it. She's pressured immediately by Tolles, who's back in the ballgame. They feed it back up top now. And almost nearly stolen. Can't find it. And kick to the right corner. Guarded by Nelms. Baseline drive. Around the back pass. Can't get there. As they throw it ahead, it's Winfrey. Tries to find Holman, or excuse me, Alsobrook. She does. Deflected inside for Morgan. That free throw layup no good. And here come the Eagles. Some sloppy play here down the stretch in this first quarter. 20-2 is the score. Auburn leads with 1:15 to play, and the Tigers get a steal. Winfrey coast to coast with the left hand. Gets it to go. Braylee Winfrey up to 10 here in this first quarter. It's 22-2. Under a minute, Braylee Winfrey near steal goes flying out of bounds. Again, just relentless is Braylee Winfrey on the defensive end. There are no lazy passes on this Auburn High defense. It does not happen very often. As a couple of Tigers are going to sub out too. Daly Alsobrook sits down. Antoinette Morgan will sit down as well. Nelms back in the ballgame. Mackenzie Etheridge is in the ballgame for the first time tonight as well. 57.4 on the clock. Tigers are on defense in their own half-court inbound attempt. And Kalia Toll says, no thank you. 22-2 with 56 seconds to play in this opening quarter. Tigers on top of the Eagles. Inbound on the left side. Finally gets it in, guarded by Nelms. Pressured by Winfrey. Picks up her dribble and stolen by Winfrey. Surges ahead now with the left hand. No, but she was fouled. She knew the contact was coming. Tried to brace herself for it. Went flying underneath the basket. She'll step back up to the charity stripe. Will the junior Braylee Winfrey. And she's got 10. Of the 22 so far for Auburn High, 47.9 on the opening quarter. And first free throw was good. Got a good look at shooting stroke at the charity stripe. Does Braylee Winfrey. As Sophia Cho will sit down. And Bailey Davis, a starter, back in for the Eagles. Second free throw is good. I don't think it ever touches rim for Braley. It's a good looking shot. She'll take a seat as Sophie Arrington is in the ball game for the first time. 45 seconds to play first quarter. Tigers on top by 22 points. Bounce pass off the hip of Brooke Holman goes out of bounds. It'll be in the half court of Montgomery Academy. They'll inbound right in front of the Auburn High bench. Everybody spreads out off the smack of the basketball. They find it in. Now off the right side, steps into a three. Nobody stepped up to guard her. Too strong. And offensive board, McKenzie Etheridge is able to block the putback attempt, and it goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was off of the Eagles, and it is Tigers basketball. So Hallman able to give it to Toll. She brings it up the floor. 25 seconds to play. Arrington off the right side. Hands off to Hallman with 22. Cross-court pass. Toll's thought about the three. Gets into the lane. Finds McKenzie Etheridge. Don't think she was ready for it. Heck of a pass by Kalia Toll's, and Etheridge off the fingertips and out of bounds. Turnover for the Tigers with 16.4 to play. As Eagles inbounded, Tigers put pressure immediately. Off the right side, tries to turn the corner and does. Throws it into the half court. Cross court pass on the near side. Layup no good. Pulled down with six by Arrington. Ahead now, Hallman with three. She's across half court with two. She doesn't see the clock. Now she does. Good if it goes. It does not. And the first quarter will come to an end. Tigers on top, 24-2, led by 12 from Braley Winfrey. And it's all Auburn High through one. We'll have the second quarter coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Start of the second quarter, your Auburn High School Tigers on top of the Eagles from Montgomery Academy, 24-2. This is the varsity girls game, one of two. Tonight we'll have the varsity boys coming up here in just a little bit on 96.3 W. Lee. The Eagles at Montgomery Academy moving right to left as we look at it. They inbound going into their own half court, guarded by Brooke Coleman, Antoinette Morris. Excuse me, Sophie Arrington is guarding the basketball now. Now it's McKenzie Etheridge guarding. They work it into the semicircle, off to the right side of the floor. Guarded heavily by Kalia Tolles. Puts it on the floor, right hand. Wild shot, no good. Hallman fights for the board, can't get there. Offensive rebound, yes. Put back, no. Another offensive board. Bounce pass to the low block. Spins on Nelms. Throws it up. A late foul call on Anavia. Nelms thought there was a clean block. Took his time to make the call and finally did. It'll be two free throws for the Eagles to start this second quarter. Tally Hamilton will step up. Just 2 points for the Eagles in that first quarter. It was Casey Armstead who was able to get the bucket in the first free throw attempts on the evening and can't bank the first one home. It is Tolles, Hallman, Etheridge, Nelms, and Arrington, the five on the floor to start this second frame for your Auburn High School Tigers. Tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. 24-2, just 28 seconds into this first quarter, rattles home the second free throw, does tally. Hamilton, 24-3 is the Tigers' lead. Here comes Kalia Tolles. She'll feed it to Nelms. Tolles has it now at the point. Swings for Hallman, thought about the three. She does that a lot, and they work it back and forth. Now a two-man game, looking to go down low. Cross-court pass now to Nelms in the corner. She gets into the lane, works her way through the defense, throws up a shot, no, and Etheridge pulls down the board, puts it on the floor, finds Tolles, up with the layup, no, off the top of the rim. rim, or the bottom of the rim, I should say. Rebound tapped out volleyball style, and now Brooke Hallman's got it with 7 minutes to play in the second quarter. Tigers able to reset. It is Tolles now. Off the right side, they work it to the far side of the floor. Trying to feed Etheridge down low. It's not there. And Tolles now will drive baseline and foul on the way. As a foul was called, a reach-in foul. They're going to call 24 in blue. That is Bennett Britt for the Eagles. Tolles has it at the point, 6:45 to play. She'll work it over to Nelms and a lazy pass, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by the Eagles in transition. The layup is good. Hits the floor hard. Does Bailey Davis give her first bucket on the evening? Hallman thought about the three on the right wing. Tries to go cross court to Nelms. Wasn't ready for it. In and out of the hands of Two and White, and it's back-to-back turnovers for the Tigers. 6:31 in this second quarter, 24-5. Tigers on top of the Eagles here at home on a Monday night. Fed down low. Nobody home for the Tigers. Layup's no good. Offensive rebound again pulled down, and the putback was fouled. And heading to the line is Bennett Britt, who was just called for the reach-in foul on the other end of the floor. Tigers got to find a way to get in the lane and grab some defensive boards. That's several offensive rebounds that they've allowed tonight. And not playing a very big lineup right now. Mackenzie Etheridge and Sophie Arrington, the two tallest, well, Etheridge for sure, the tallest on the floor at 6 foot. We got to find a way to grab some boards. Those two are going to sub out. Nelms is going to sub out as well, as the five starters from tonight are on the floor. And that free throw is no good. First one was good. Second one was not, by Bennett Britt. But the rebound goes flying out of bounds and stays with the Eagles. How about that? 6:18 in the second quarter. Trying to feed to the corner. Off the hands of Alsobrook and into the hands of an Eagle. Now on the left wing. Tries to go cross court and does. Gets the screen at the top. Spins around. Bounce pass to the corner. She'll let it fly from three. Almost banked it in from there. Not sure how. Offensive board. Put back. No. Another offensive board kicked out. That's a three in the face of Holman. No. And pulled down by Tolles on the far side. Several offensive boards for the Eagles. Just can't find a bucket. 24-6. Tigers lead. Alsobrook at the point, works it around. It's Tolles now on the right side, looks for the screen, tries to feed it inside on the cutting. Alsobrook, reverse layup, no. Put back is there by Jordan Cobb. It's a good-looking play by Auburn. They bring Daly Alsobrook on the back cut and almost alley-oop it to her. She was unable to get there, but Jordan Cobb was able to clean it up and lay it in for two, and the Tigers force a turnover on the outlet pass by Montgomery Academy. 26-6 with 5:31 to play in the second quarter. It's Auburn High up by 20. Same play into Alsobrook. On the baseline, kicks it out to Tolles, who couldn't handle it, threw it over to Hallman. Feeds it inside to Winfrey. Bounce pass to Cobb. Turn around, no. And pulled down on the strong side by Casey Armistead. She runs into a body of Brooke Hallman, who's going to get caught for the bump foul. Right around half court, she spun away from Alsobrook and into the lap of Brooke Hallman. I believe that's her first foul on the evening. Tigers up by 20, 5:07 to play in the second quarter. A couple of subs come in for the Eagles, who are moving right to left. As we look at it, Tigers moving left to right. Eagles in the half court, tried to throw it to the point, may have been tipped by Braylee Winfrey, who just attacks the basketball. Pull-up three is good. Casey Armistead knocks it down from three-point range. And here come the Tigers in transition as Braylee Winfrey gets 2 points back right there. And timeout on the floor. Timeout taken. Believe Montgomery Academy is the one that's taken it. Head coach is not happy on the far side of the floor. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
A near collision and a near turnover on the far side. Oh, it was a turnover, but a near disaster as the Eagles threw it in and tried to throw it off of a Tiger right into the scorer's table, but ended up being a turnover, so the Tigers have the basketball now. It's Kalia Tolles at the point. Swing around. Hallman, corner three. No. And long rebound comes out to Daly Alsobrook with 4:25 to play in this second quarter. 28-9, Tigers lead. Kalia Tolles will reset. Swings to Hallman. Over to the far side of the floor, finds Daly Alsobrook, whose three is in and out. Put back is there by Braylee Winfrey in the air. Feet never touched the floor. Put it back like she was in the park and puts it in with two hands. Tigers up 30-9. And now a turnover forced. Holman with the steal and with the lay-in. Holman had four in the first. She's got two here in the second. Tigers put pressure on the ball handler. And then a foul is eventually going to be called. Don't know if they got... I don't know which one they got. Hallman was there. Winfrey was there. Tolles was there. I don't know which one they called it on. I'm going to guess Winfrey since she just subbed out, but I can't confirm that. But either way, Tigers lead 32-9 with 3:54 to play in this first half. Hallman subs out. Cobb subs out as well. So it's Tolles, Nelms, Morgan, Arrington, and Alsobrook, the five on the floor. For the Tigers. Eagles have it in the half court, feed it into the semicircle. Tip pass into the corner, works her way into the lane, finds a cutting Eagle, and it's stolen away by Daly Alsobrook. She crosses over at the Auburn High A with 3:35 to play. On the left wing, feeds it to Nelms. At the three, high arcing, tries to get the bounce and can. Morgan gets the rebound, but the putback's not there, and then stolen away from behind. Here comes Montgomery Academy. Kick to the corner, air ball on the three. Alsobrook there on the reception. 3:15 now across the Auburn High A. Here comes 15 in white, and she'll pull it back out and reset. Tigers lead 32-9. Tolles, right hand, into the lane. Euro step, off the glass, no, can't get the roll. Morgan gets the rebound underneath, fighting for a position underneath. Bodies go flying, does an Eagle from Montgomery Academy. Hard fought by Antoinette Morgan. It was Olivia Rose Smith fighting underneath, and it will be Auburn High basketball. Possession arrow does belong to the Tigers, in case that does come into play. The next 3:03. Tolles to inbound, right side underneath, finds Arrington on the cut, and that shot was blocked into the wall. As head coach Courtney Pritchett says, go up strong to Sophie Arrington, who was open. Same flex back cut that Auburn High does just about every time as Kalia Tolles subs out. Brooke Hallman's coming in. She'll be the inbounder. She'll feed it out to Alsobrook. Into the corner. Hallman, she needs it. Can't find it. Back iron. Rebound knocked around to the Eagles. Thrown ahead now. Eagles have a one-on-none if they hurry. One-on-none with 2:51. Layup is good. E.G. Hines is on the board for the first time. She's got two. Tigers looking to advance. It's Alsobrook in the corner for three. Too strong. Arrington tries to pull down the board. Knocked out of bounds. It is off of the Eagles. It'll stay on this end of the floor with 2:38 to play. Tigers lead 32-11. Holman to trigger. Right side underneath. Alsobrook in the corner. Feeds back up to Nelms, and the Tigers will reset with 2:30 to play. In the first half, they lead 32-11. Nelms at the top, feeds it over to Alsobrook. Inside, tried to feed Morgan and knocked away. Here come the Eagles of Montgomery Academy. Surges past Morgan, who goes flying. That shot off the side of the backboard. Pulls her own rebound, a cutter in transition. The layup is good. Olivia Rose Smith just cut straight through the paint off the missed shot and got the layup to go. A little bit of noise being made by the Montgomery Academy varsity boys team on the far side of the gym. 32-13 with two to play. Holman goes to the rack and got it, a foul. How about that? Brooke Holman takes it strong with the left hand, gets the bump, gets the bucket, and she's got a chance at one more at the free throw line. Hallman's got 8 in the ballgame. It can make it 9. With the end, one opportunity. Heck of a take. And gets it to go for Brooke Hallman. She's got 5 in the corner. 35-13. Near travel, thrown away. Also, Brooke has it. Into the corner for Hallman. And hesitation step. Gets to the lane. Foul. She'll head back to the free throw line. Just steal after steal after steal for this Auburn High team. And again, lazy passes just do not work against them. They don't allow it. They forbid it. And not only do they forbid it, they make you pay on it as well. Hallman, a chance at 2 right here. She knocks down the first. Was an early sixth man off the bench for this Auburn High team, but has quickly worked her way in that starting lineup, which a lot of that had to do with the flag football playing that she did, as her second free throw no good. Sophie Arrington came up with the rebound, couldn't get the putback. And it is out of bounds to the Eagles with 1:46 to play. In the first half, Tigers on top, 36-13. Home run ball down the floor, now into the lane in transition, and a foul's going to be called against Antoinette Morgan as 3 and blue will step up to the free throw line.
Line number 3.
With 1:40 to play, first free throw is no good. Antoinette Morgan subs out as Riley Finger will sub in. Second free throw, 3 and blue, no good. Off the side and pulled down by Sophie Arrington. Stolen underneath and then a travel on that baseline. Arrington's gotten a couple of nice rebounds tonight. Young sophomore for the Auburn High team. 1:36 to play. Tigers up 36-13 as Hallman will bring it up the floor. Across the Auburn High, A feeds into Arrington at the free throw line. Bodies hit the floor. She goes down with it. Believe they're going to get called. They're going to call a foul on 3 and blue. Again, don't have a name on her, so apologies for that. But that is the, is that the fourth or the fifth foul for the Eagles? Believe it's only number 4. Or maybe it is number 5. Do they call that on us? There's so much confusion. I thought they called that on 3 and blue because Arrington hit the floor. But they're going to call that on Sophie. And out of all that, the Eagles are going to get free throws. What in the world? First free throw, no good. 3 and blue again. Not really sure what happened on that. I thought it was pretty clear that it was on Montgomery Academy. But either way, free throws for the Eagles. Second attempt is no good. Can't bank it home. Another offensive board. And now tipped away into the hands of Nelms. And then a foul is going to be called on 3 and blue as she was trying to steal it away from Anavia Nelms. That will turn into free throws for the Tigers with 36-13 to play in this first half. 1:25 in the second quarter. So free throws coming. Should be Anavia, I believe it is. It is Nelms who will step up to the free throw line. Scoreless so far is 2 and white. Couple of power dribbles and gets the friendly roll at home. Want to remind you the first half action of tonight's game is brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown. Home center. Anavia Nelms goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Tigers extend their lead 38-13, 1:20 to play in the first half. Up the right side of the floor in front of the scorer's table. They throw it here on the near side. Caught at the point. Guarded by Brooke Hallman. A 2-3 zone extended now for the Tigers. Now they go back to man. It's Hallman at the top. Sticks to her man. Kick to the corner. Nobody home. Traveled to set up the 3. It was short and pulled down by Hallman with a minute to go. Tries to cross over. It was deflected. And they're going to say it was out of bounds on Auburn High. I thought the defender deflected it, which is why Hallman got kind of tripped up right here in front of us. Either way, going to call a turnover on 23 and White. And it will be Eagles basketball moving right to left. On your radio dial, they're going to inbound in their own half court on the sideline. Sophia Cho will be the one to inbound into the backcourt. She does. 55 seconds. Here come the Tigers. They pounce. Kick down to the low block. Almost stolen by Riley Finger. Knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Eagles. 38-13. 52 seconds to play. Stick with us. We're going to have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. Tell you how this first half went. Give you keys to the second half. Talk about the boys game a little bit too. Three off the inbounds, too strong, but the putback is there off the offensive board. E.G. Hines, she's up to four to lead all Eagles, and that's going to be the thing that gets Auburn High the most, and probably what they talk about in the locker room is all these offensive rebounds. We're approaching double digits for this Eagles team. We're also approaching 30 seconds to play in this third quarter. Tigers on top, 38-15. Alsobrook off the right side. Now it's Hallman. Kicks back to Alsobrook. Guarded heavily on the right wing. Gets into the lane. Floater from 15 feet. No. Gets her own board and pulls it back out. Tigers have it in their possession with 17. It's Anavia Nelms at the volleyball line. Now she hands it off to Hallman with 12. Into the corner. It's Alsobrook. She's going to take it with 10 and knock it down. Bailey Alsobrook knocks it down from three-point land. Tigers are up 41-15 with 2 seconds. Now with one. Good if it goes from half court. It does not. And Tigers are on top 41-15 at the half. Auburn High leads Montgomery Academy in the varsity girls game. Stick around. We're going to have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High School Lady Tigers lead the Eagles of Montgomery Academy 41-15, thanks to 16 points from Braylee Winfrey in just those first two quarters. Wasn't the cleanest of halves, but hey, we'll take a big lead here at home on a Monday night. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. I mentioned Braylee Winfrey highlights all the the scores and leads all scores for the Tigers. She's got 16, including 12 of those coming in the first quarter. Yes, that's right. We talk about all the time how Braylee Winfrey is just a bucket getter, a solo heat stove, whatever you want to call her, man. She's just such a baller and just so aggressive with the basketball, especially in transition, especially off a turnover. She is looking to run each and every time. She had 16 points. She was not the only Tiger in double digits, though. Brooke Hallman ended up with 10. She had 4 in the first quarter and 6 in the second quarter. A couple of Tigers with 6 points each, Jordan Cobb and Daly Alsobrook. You also had Anavia Nelms with 2 and Kalia Tolles with 1. You look at some stats for the Montgomery Academy Eagles. Leading them is Casey Armistead with 5. E.G. Hines had 4. A couple of Eagles who had 2 points apiece, Murphy and Smith. And then Hamilton and Britt also had a point apiece. And that's how you get to 41-15 here during the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Tigers are on top big. They're looking to get another win on the year. They have just the one loss at 7-1 this season, looking to get win number 8. Can they do it here against the Eagles? Got a good feeling, but we'll talk about what they got to do when we come back. Keys to the second half, talk a little boys game as well here on the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Goldhinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Good to see you, brother. All right, back here on the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Tigers lead 41-15 as we are just a couple of minutes away from the second half starting. I caught up talking to a couple of assistant coaches for Auburn High boys as they're going to be playing here in just a few, I guess a little bit. I was going to say a few minutes. I think that's misleading, though. But here in just a little bit, they're going to be taking on Montgomery Academy as well here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Looking forward to that as the Lady Tigers lead 41-15. This is the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Keys to the second half. Auburn High gave up a lot of offensive boards in that first half. Got to find a way to get down low and you never think you have to tell this team to fight for the basketball, but just giving up some of those loose balls. And look, there's been some times where this Eagles team was just in the right place at the right time, but Auburn's got to find a way to fight for some more of those. And they've got the size. They haven't been playing it right. Antoinette Morgan not playing a full game tonight, but you just can't give up second, third, fourth opportunities to any sort of a team, especially a team like this that's proven they're willing to shoot and they can knock it down. So that's my key to Auburn in the second half, and that's going to do it for the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Start of the second half coming up as the Tigers lead 41-15 over Montgomery Academy. This is the Auburn High Sports Network.
Come in and get it your system, the Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricings with brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more. There really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the second half between Auburn and Montgomery Academy in the varsity girls game. Tigers will start with the basketball, moving right to left on your radio dial, trying to feed Daly Alsobrook down low, and just kicked it out of bounds a little bit, so the Eagles force a turnover to start this second half. They'll now be moving left to right as we look at it. Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Eagles in their road navy blues. They've got the Eagles in their numbers on front and back in red, the power red stripe down the side. Tigers put a ton of pressure on the inbound, thrown off the heel of Brooke Hallman. It kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles, moving the length of the floor left to right. It is Winfrey, Hallman, Tolles, Cobb, and also Brooke, the five on the floor to start here in this second half. Eagles get it in front of the bench of Auburn High. Knocked out of bounds. They'll say it is Eagles basketball still. Also Brooke can't believe it. Tigers in their home whites. They've got Auburn written in cursive blue across the chest with the silver numbers on front and back. The thin silver stripe of the jersey and pants down the side to match. Into the half court. Bounce pass on the near side. It was Cho who slid. Got away with a travel. Don't know how she got past Jordan Cobb, but she did. Missed shot. And ahead are the Tigers now. Winfrey into the corner. Alsobrook three. No. Too strong. And pulled down ahead now. Tipped away. And into the hands of Braylee Winfrey. Whips it underneath for Brooke Hallman, who lays it in with the left hand. First points of the second half belong to 23 and White. Give 20 and White the assist. And the Tigers lead 43-15. As Cho is able to break the press for the Eagles. Bounce pass on the low block, and layup was no good. Into the hands of Daly Alsobrook. Here come the Tigers, trying to throw it ahead to Braylee Winfrey, and got into the hands of an Eagle. Now they're on the look to run. Is Montgomery Academy in between two or three defenders. Pocket was picked by Brooke Hallman, who's able to get away from the defenders. 6:40 to play in this third quarter. Hallman at the point. Pulls up three. Bang! Brooke Hallman. Looking like a D1 player right there. She's got five in the first minute and a half of this third quarter. As the Eagles throw it ahead now into the half court. Throw it in transition off the side of the backboard. Alsobrook going to get called for the touch foul. Shooting foul that is, as E.G. Hines will step to the charity stripe. For Montgomery Academy. As that free throw hit every part of the rim but couldn't fall. That was a good-looking play by Brooke Coleman, who grabbed the steal on one end, went coast-to-coast, stepped back from straightaway, and just buried it. The reason she's going to be playing up in Florence at North Alabama at the next level after this year. Second free throw is good for Hines. She's the first scorer of the second half for the Eagles as Tolles tries to get into the lane and throw it off the glass. Can't do so, ripped away thanks to a foul, and Kalia Tolles will step to the charity stripe. Tigers up by 30. Make it 31. Couple of substitutions. While we do that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W. Lee.
96.3 W. Lee. WGZZ HD2 Waverly and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Back here in Auburn High School Gymnasium on the campus of Auburn High School, Kalia Tolles goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line, helps the Lady Tigers expand on their lead 48-16 over Montgomery Academy here at home. Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Eagles throw it away. A fastball from one side of the floor to the other goes through the hands and into the crowd as we're under 6 minutes to play in this third quarter. Tigers on top 48-16. Tolles has it at the top looking for a screen. It's her, Hallman, Winfrey, Cobb, and also Brooke. The five on the floor feed into Winfrey. Turnaround jumper is pure. Braylee Winfrey just grabbed it on the top of the elbow. Turn, no hesitation, jumper. Just such a good-looking shooting stroke from 20 and White. She's become a deadly force on this team, and the three-headed snake of Hallman, Alsobrook, and Winfrey. Here they come. Alsobrook off the steal. She gets into the lane, kicks to the corner. Now to Tolles. Gets into the lane. Floater, no. It was short. Tolles fights for the rebound. Kicks it to Cobb. Underneath, looking for a put-back jump ball force. Possession arrow goes towards the Eagles. Jordan Cobb hits the floor hard. Hope she's okay. She's able to get up. She's got a smile on her face, so I think she'll be all right. As the Tigers are up 50-16. Auburn and Montgomery Academy, the Lady Tigers, Lady Eagles. Is that a thing? I don't know. We'll say it is on the Auburn High Sports Network. Stick with us. We're going to have the boys game coming up right after this one, about 10 minutes after this one's done. Looking forward to that. Boys got a couple of wins over the Thanksgiving break. Looking to continue it here at home. As the Eagles have it in the half court, they've worked it into the near corner. That's a three, too strong in the face of Brooke Hallman. Offensive rebound, though, pulled down on the far side into the lane. Cho thought about the three, kicks to the corner. It was deflected. It'll stay here with Montgomery Academy. First sub comes in for Auburn High. Braylee Winfrey will sub out as Anavia Nelm subs in for the Tigers. Eagles will inbound from the right side. They feed it in to their point guard, Armistead. Guarded heavily now by Anavia Nelms. Bounce pass to Cho through her hands and wasn't ready for it, out of bounds. Turnover unforced. And the Tigers are now moving right to left as we look at it. 4.5 minutes to play in this third quarter. They're on top 50-16. Alsobrook wants to make it more, and she does. Taylor Alsobrook makes it 53-16. That's a good-looking stroke from 15 and White that time, and the Tigers are all over the Eagles here at home. 53-16, left her open and made them pay. Did Daly Alsobrook on a good-looking shot. We approach 4 minutes to play in this third quarter. Eagles trying to work it around the perimeter, can't do so. They're stuck at the top. Take a three straight away to respond. In and out, just kissed off the front side of the rim. And Hallman forced it out of bounds. They're going to say it was off of Brooke Hallman, who does not agree. And it is Eagles basketball. She was pressured on the baseline off the rebound and tried to throw it off an Eagle. Thought she did successfully. Officials say otherwise. So the Eagles now left side underneath. Throw it past the rim. And out to the top of the key. Playing keep away for whatever reason. With 3:40 to play in this third quarter. Tigers throw a double at the top. They feed it to the high post, trying to throw it inside in good hands by a combination of Jordan Cobb and Brooke Holman. Also, Brooke may have got her hand in there as well. It'll stay with the Eagles' left side underneath. Set a couple of screens down low. Had her wide open baseline. Bounce pass. Layup, no. But a bump foul is going to be called underneath. Did they get Alsobrook or did they get Cobb? Let's see. They got Daly Alsobrook on the bump foul. And two shots are coming for Bennett Britt. Very low, slow dribbles for 24 in blue. Lets the first free throw go and gets the roll. Doesn't matter how you do it. If it's effective, nobody can say anything. Jordan Cobb subs out. Mackenzie Etheridge will sub into the ballgame. Second free throw is good. Shout out Bennett Britt. Knocks down two free throws. 53-18. Tigers lead with 3.5 to play. Into the corner. Alsobrook again. No. And pulled down underneath. And a head tip pass now from Cho. Now she's got it on the right wing. And picked up her dribble on the baseline. Pressured now. Bounce pass. Low block. Kick to the left corner. Now into the baseline. Goes up. Floater from 8 feet. No. Pulls down her own board. Thought it was out of bounds. It wasn't. Ball still alive. Cross court pass. Three. In the face of Alsobrook is good. Bailey Davis let it fly and watched it fall. 53-21. Tigers on top still. 3 minutes now. Holman to respond. Can't knock it down from way downtown. Gets her own board. Euro step in the lane is good for Brooke Holman. Off the missed three. She gets it to go on the layup. She's got seven in the quarter. Tigers have 55. And picks up her dribble at half court. Tigers put pressure immediately. Hits the ground, rolled, didn't get caught for a travel. Another three on the same spot, same girl, same result. Bailey Davis knocks that one down. She's got six in this third quarter, and we're trading three-point buckets here at Auburn High School. Trying to feed down into Mackenzie Etheridge. It's deflected. Here come the Eagles all the way coast to coast. Knocked out by Brooke Holman. Ahead now for Alsobrook, who's all alone with 2 minutes. And the left-hand scoop layup, no, but she was fouled on the recovering Eagle on defense. It was Alsobrook who had the left-hand finger roll but got bumped from behind. Couldn't get the bucket, but she can earn him the hard way at the free throw line. 55-24 is the lead for Auburn High over Montgomery Academy. 2:09 to play in this third quarter. First free throw is good from Daly. She's up to 10 points now in the ball game. Six in the first half, four here in this third frame. And two for two at the line is what you'd expect from 15 and White. As she will sub out. Sophie Arrington will sub in for the Tigers. Eagles moving left to right as we look at it. Here they come across the blue and white Auburn High A here on a Monday night. 57-24 with 2 minutes to play. Three from the right wing. Look to go three for three. Did Bailey Davis. She can't get it to go. Long board is finally rebounded by Brooke Coleman. Ball's on the floor. She's on the floor. Fought for it. And the jump ball's going to be forced. And possession arrow goes toward. Goes toward the Tigers. So moving right to left now as 1:50 to play in this third quarter. Shylin Evans in the ball game. Feed into the corner. That was Nelms who hit the floor hard on a baseline drive. Cut off by, couldn't quite see who it was. It was 14 in blue, who we don't have a number for, so apologies there. But cut off pretty hard, and Ivy hit the floor, seemed to be okay. And Nelms will be the trigger man. Left side underneath. Looking for somebody. Finally finds Kalia Tolles. Nelms now in the corner. Drives baseline again. Left hand cut off. That pass was deflected and into the hands of the Eagles. They've got a two-on-one if they want it. Bounce pass. Now trying to feed it back. And Holman was there to make the play. Scramble for it at half court. Here comes Kalia Tolles with 1:20 to play. Right hand layup. No. Pulled down by Nelms and then stolen away by the Eagles. Here comes Montgomery Academy. She'll take it. Right wing three. No. Air ball. Maybe it skimmed the net by Bailey Davis, who looked to get another one. Couldn't do so. And the Tigers have it with 1:11 to play. And Braylee Winfrey's going to sub in as Kalia Tolles will take a seat. 1:11 to play in this third quarter, 57-24. Tigers on top. Haven't seen much of this from Auburn tonight. Just pure half-court offense moving it around the perimeter. They've got it with Holman now under a minute to play. She stands straight away. Stepped in, thought about the three, works it over in front of her bench. It's into the hands of Nelms, who will give it back to Holman. We've got 45. Tigers lead 57-24. Tigers are moving. Whipped into the corner. Nelms wide open three. No. And long rebound pulled down by the Eagles. They're looking to run. Ahead now between a couple of outstretched arms of the Tigers. She goes flying to Sophia Cho. Hits the ground. She was fouled. She'll head to the free throw line. And they are going to get Shylin Evans. First free throw from Cho, no good. Second free throw, 23 in blue, is good. Sophia Cho's first point on the night, 57-25. Tigers have a lead. Holman into the half court with 25. She'll feed it over to Winfrey, looking to go down low for Etheridge. Not there. Cross court over to Nelms. Now feeds it down low, trying to find Shylin Evans. Can't do so. It was deflected and a steal by the Eagles. 2-on-1 now with 15. Cho can't lay it in with the left hand. Rebound fought for by McKenzie Etheridge. A jump ball forced. It'll stay on this end of the floor. Reminder that second half action of tonight's game is brought to you by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Eagles inbound it in their own half court with 7. Now in the corner with 5. Guarded heavily into the lane with 3. Turn around to the corner with 2. Doesn't see the clock, doesn't shoot. No shot, doesn't count. And that is how the third quarter comes to an end. 57-25, Tigers on top with one quarter to play, looking for another big win on the year. We'll have the conclusion of the Lady Game coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Three quarters down and one to go as Brooke Holman banks in a three to start the fourth quarter. It's 7-13. Are they still open in Auburn? I guess they are, as 23 knocks down another big one. She's had a good night here, especially in the second half, as then she goes coast to coast again. Give her 5 to start this fourth quarter off the steal. It's all the Tigers here in the fourth quarter. 62-25. We're 30 seconds in to the fourth quarter. Brooke Holman having a night. She had 10 in the first half, give her 12 here in the second half. A three to respond by the Eagles, no, and the rebound pulled down by Daly Alsobrook. It's Alsobrook, Tolles, Winfrey, Cobb, and Holman, the five on the floor who started the game for the Tigers, who will start this fourth quarter flirting to get a 40-point lead in this fourth and final frame. Tried to feed it down low, found Daly Alsobrook on the back cut. Good looking layup by Alsobrook, and a heck of a pass by Kalia Tolles to find her on the back cut. Tiger 64-25. Deflection into the bench of the Eagles. It'll stay with Montgomery Academy. A Park. And a reminder here on 96.3 W Lee, we're going to have the varsity boys game coming up. We'll have a quick post-game show. Maybe try to get one of the girls on during the post-game show. We'll have head coach Courtney Pritchett join us during halftime of the boys game. As the Eagles have it in their half court, moving left to right with 6:25 to play. Feed into the lane through a couple of Auburn High defenders. Now on the corner, got a couple of players up in the air. Ball's on the floor. Winfrey comes up with it. Who then trips. She coughs it up in the lane. Blocked by Hallman. Put back, no. Standing on the baseline and caught it. West 22 in blue. Olivia Rose Smith, her reactions just told her to catch the basketball. She looked down. She was standing right on the baseline. And I believe we do have a running clock here in this fourth quarter. 64-25. Auburn leads. We're under six to play. As Winfrey subs out, Anavia Nelms is in the ballgame. Tolles thought about the right wing three. I'm pretty sure head coach Courtney Pritchett just yelled at her not to do it. Cobb into the lane. Kicked out to Hallman. Corner. Three. Alsabrook. Bang.
3-point field goal for Alsabrook. Assist by Hallman.
Daly Alsabrook knocks it down off the assist from Brooke Hallman. 5 points in the third. 5 points in the fourth for Daly Alsabrook. Her and Brooke Hallman having a heck of a night. And now it's Kalia Tolles with the steal. In transition, right lane. Layup is good. Kalia Tolles gets the two-pointer to go. 69-25 with 5:05 to play in this ballgame. Tigers are rolling here inside of Auburn High Gymnasium. Glad to be back. Well, they've had several games over the Thanksgiving break, but for us here on the Auburn High Sports Network, great to be back on the air. We got games tomorrow as well, planning on making the trip to Benjamin Russell. A touch foul will put three in blue on the line, her first point of the ball game. As Tolles will sit down, it is Winfrey, Nelms, Alsabrook, Hallman, and Cobb, the five on the floor for Auburn High. 69-26 is the score. And the second free throw off the left side, pulled down by Cobb. Hallman, softball pass up to Winfrey, you bet.
Basket by Winfrey, assist from Hallman.
Been a slow second half for Winfrey. She's only got the four, but, you know, 20 points in the game will do that to you. As Alsabrook steals it now. Ahead, left-hand layup is good by Hallman. Just too many good players on this team. There's too many to go around for this Auburn High team. Too good defensively and too good offensively. 73-26, Tigers lead with a running clock at 4:10 to play in the fourth quarter. Eagles moving left to right. They're in their own half court. Kick to the corner. Look for somebody cross court. They find her. It's Bailey on the right wing. Guarded heavily by Alsabrook. Now kick to the high post. Spin on Cobb. Kick to the corner. 18 feet. Let's it go. Yes. Good looking shot from 22 in blue, that is, Olivia Rose Smith. And going to have some subs come in for the Tigers. Shylin Evans is in the ball game. Still Jordan Cobb, Anavia Nelms, Kalia Tolles, and Daly Alsabrook are the five. Is there a timeout called, or we just have subs coming in? I thought they whistled a timeout, but then nobody moved. So I believe we're going to play on with 3:51, 73-28. As Tolles will inbound in front of the Eagles bench. Auburn looking to move 8-1 on the season. Again, that lone loss was just tomorrow by a single point in Atlanta. Tolles tried to feed down low, got poked away by the Eagles. Here they come. A travel didn't get called. Tried to feed it down low. Somehow finds its way down there. Now into the corner. They feed it off the shoulder. Wasn't ready for it. Into the corner. That's a three. No. Too strong and pulled down on this near side. Back inside now. Layup on Cobb. No. And pulled down by Alsabrook. Tigers have it with 3:20 to play. Alsabrook looks to push and now she'll slow it down. Kick to the corner. Tolles thought about the three. Whipped it into the lane. That's Jordan Cobb. Put it on the floor. Poked from behind out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn High. 73-28. The Lady Tigers are having their way here tonight inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Daly Alsabrook wants another three, and she got it. Brooke Coleman knew it was in from the bench immediately. And also Brooke lets it fly and watches it go down. She's got 8 in the fourth quarter alone. Having a heck of a night is 15 in white as the Eagles are back in the half court. That's a corner three to respond, and they got it. Olivia Rose Smith, she's up to 5 in the fourth quarter. As the Eagles are going to go down shooting, that's for sure. It's Tolles at the point. Feeds back to Alsabrook. She wants another one. She got another one.
3-point field goal for Alsabrook.
She's got 11 in the fourth quarter, does Daly Alsabrook. She had 6 in the first half. She's got 11 in the fourth alone. My goodness, she's got 22 points, does 15 in white. Heck of a night from Daly Alsabrook as some subs are going to come in. As a big standing ovation for the subs to come out, including Olivia Quinones, who's in. For Auburn High School, Etheridge is in. Shylin Evans is in. Tolles is in. And Nelms is in as well. Into the lane. Poked away by Tolles. And here comes. It was poked away by Nelms. It's to Tolles. Bounce pass. Olivia blocked from behind. Olivia had a good looking jumper. Just got blocked from behind. She'll be the one to inbound left side underneath. With 1:48 to play. And counting down, chill inbound, 2 Tolles. It was into the back of an Eagle and didn't quite get there. Ball's on the floor. Kickball should be called. It was. Oh, no, they called a foul. Did they call a foul on the Eagles? They did. They called that on Bailey Davis, which I don't fully understand. That's going to put the Tigers. No, it won't. She's going to be an inbound underneath. There's a lot of confusion. Now they're going to say it's Eagles basketball. Okay, sure. 109 to play. Regardless, Tigers are on top, 79-31, on their way to another big victory here tonight. We're under a minute to play in the fourth quarter. Bailey Davis lets it go from 3. She can't find the bottom of the net. Another offensive board pulled down. We're going to ask head coach Courtney Pritchett about that in the half court. Olivia steals it now. In transition, she's got it. It poked away. Fights for the board. She gets the basketball now on the left wing. Has it on the baseline. Looking for an outlet. She finds Kalia. And then she'll work her way to the top with 39. Lets it fly. It was blocked, but she was fouled. Olivia Quinones was fouled on the shot. Was it a 2 or a 3? I believe it was a long 2. Good hustle by 22 and white.
Olivia Quinones.
This place is going to go crazy if Quinones can knock one of these down. That clock is still running. They need to stop that thing. They did. Quinones can't get it to go on the first. One of the heart and souls of this team for Auburn High. She is a fan favorite. Second free throw off the right side of the rim. And believe they caught a lane violation. They did. They caught a lane violation on Montgomery Academy. Here's Quinones. Lets it go and can't get there. 19 seconds to play. The clock will run now as Quinones will guard. On the way up, a steal into the hands of an Eagle, though. The deflection at the point. On the right side, Bailey Davis has it. Kicks to the corner with 6. Baseline dribble with 5. Etheridge blocked it with 3. She pulls it down. Tolles has it. And the Tigers are going to win here on a Monday night in Auburn High School Gymnasium. 79-31. 79-31. Final score. Tigers are a winner again. They have just the lone loss on the season so far. And another dominating performance for this Lady Tigers team. Stick around. We'll have a quick post-game show coming up. Trying to get one of the players. And then we'll preview the boys' game. That's coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area, and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
The Auburn High Lady Tigers are a winner tonight over the Eagles of Montgomery Academy, 79-31. Another dominating performance, a three-game win streak now for this Auburn High School team. And we sit down in the postgame show with number 23, leading scorer of the ball game, Brooke Hallman. Brooke, welcome into the postgame show. Great game tonight once again.
Thank you.
Well, what is it about this team? I've asked so many of the girls that have sat down with us on the postgame show. I mean, you're just so relentless on defense, whether it's you, whether it's Daly, whether it's Brantley. I mean, you just attack the basketball, and then it's just immediately, I have to get down the floor as quickly as possible. What's the mindset there for you guys defensively?
I mean, all year he's been telling us we got to push the ball, stay aggressive throughout the whole game, keep the energy up, and that's just kind of what we're doing. Once we get a steal, I mean, we have the advantage down the floor, so might as well push the ball. And we got a lot of people that like to run the floor, so usually there's somebody open, and that gets us easy buckets.
Out of 79 points for the team as a whole, you had 24, Daly had 22, and Braley had 20. What does that trio mean to this squad? I mean, when you guys are on, you're on.
Yeah, it means a lot. We have a lot of chemistry, so it definitely translates to the court. We all love each other. So, I mean, all year he's been calling us the quote-unquote Splash Sisters, so so for us to go out and perform like that, it means a lot for us.
How was playing over in, you guys went to Atlanta, right, played a game over there, and then had a couple of games over Thanksgiving break. You did take your first loss, but it was only by a point to what I hear is a really, really good team. What'd you learn from that loss to carry into what is now a three-game winning streak?
We've learned they like to push the ball down the floor just like us.
Sure.
And we haven't really seen anybody do that yet. So that's probably a huge thing for us. That's something we learned, that we got to be ready for them to push the ball back to us. So that's a huge learning point. And also towards the end of the game, we missed a few tough buckets. I had a good layup, shot at a layup, and I missed it. And then we had two free throws. We missed that. But it teaches us that every possession matters throughout the game. So I think we've learned a lot for that game, and it definitely will help us down the stretch and playoffs. So
what I love to watch about you guys is you cheer everybody on. Daly, when she shot this corner three, I saw you were, or maybe it was over there, you were just dancing,
yeah,
having a heck of a time. And then even when like Olivia comes in and things like that, I mean, you guys are just such a, it seems like a tight-knit group, at least from the outside looking in. You just seem like you're fans of each other.
Yeah, we all love each other, like I said. Like, we're not a team that we hang out with each other on the court. We all love seeing each other throughout school and everything. But yeah, we just have a great bond.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, Brooke. Brooke Hallman, 24 total points, leading scorer. Tonight, Tigers win 79-31. When we come back, we'll tell you about the boys as they get ready to take on Montgomery Academy. This is the Auburn High Sports Network.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the orthopedic clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the orthopedic clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros.
Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!